Hi everyone, welcome to North and South Podcast. This is Tim speaking. Hope you're all well. This is going to be a well-being podcast and it's going to be me talking about a particular theme. And this week's theme is going to be about present moment awareness, or as I like to think about it, the gift of the present moment. Now, we all live in the present moment. Right now, as you hear these words, you are experiencing the present moment. And yet, we often spend little true time in the present moment because we're worrying about the past or the future, or we're distracted with a million things to do with the monkey chatter of the brain. Now, the brain, if you sit still for a few minutes, your mind tends to wander. And that's good, I think. Through evolution, that's kept us alive because we're looking around us and we're thinking about things and we're noting things. And we've got a bit of an anxious mind when we're at rest or when we're trying to be at rest or live in the present. And that kept us safe from predators and threats that were around us. But this can also be our worst enemy because these kind of things can start to dominate us, this constant fear about the world that we live in, and our pasts and our futures. So what we're going to do today, we're going to look at the present moment. Now, I picked up a book about 20 years ago called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And Eckhart Tolle said that we need to spend more time in the present. It doesn't mean we disregard the past or the future, but the gift of now, as his book was called, advocated us living more in the present moment and trying to experience where we are right now, without thinking about other things to do with our past and our futures. And at the time, it went over my head a little bit. I was quite early in my spiritual journey. I was mid-20s. And I don't think I was quite in the right place to hear that kind of thing. I thought I knew everything and that it was a little bit of a novelty book that didn't really mean anything. But as I look back at it now, I think it's a very important book to get you thinking about where you spend most of your life. Now, some of the most enjoyable experiences we have in life are what we might call flow states. And flow states is when you are happy with what you're doing, you're not overthinking things, and you're just kind of oblivious of time and just getting on with something that you really enjoy. And some of us very rarely access flow states, and some of us access them quite frequently. So, for example, when I play cricket, I always enter a flow state and I'm fully focused on the game for 5-6 hours or whatever it is. When I play football, when people garden, they might enter a flow state. When people decorate painting, sometimes people find that a nice little flow state. When people are being creative, when you watch some sport on TV, you might fully immerse yourself into that, or a film or a TV show, or you're playing with your children. Maybe when you're being intimate with someone close to you, and 1,000 million other ways that we just spend our time living fully in the present. One other example might be at Christmas and times of year like that, when you play board games with family and time seems to be running at a different level than it normally does. So look for things that you enjoy doing that you just kind of get immersed in, and try to do them, because those flow states are very powerful. And there are also times when we tend not to be getting too stressed out, and that can be important for our brains and our minds as well. So, worrying is a part of our lives, and we do worry and overthink the past. And as you know, I've spoken recently about Paul Cope, who is going to be on this podcast soon. And what Paul Cope says is that we need to investigate our pasts and deal with it. We need to write about our pasts. We need to get curious and maybe go to counselling to fully appreciate where we've come from and the way that we've been shaped and programmed by the way we've come into the world and by our families and by society, etc. And that's certainly very important. The unexamined life is not worth living, as Socrates once said. And it is important to deal with the past. It is important to think about your future and to give yourself targets and things you want to do, and to visit these regularly, and to also write about your worries about the future and put them into actual context. What are your actual worries? Do they warrant that much worry? Mark Twain once wrote, I think it was Mark Twain, that some of the worst things in my life never actually happened, which means that we spend a lot of time worrying about things which don't always come true. And some of the most miserable times in our lives can be worrying about things that don't turn out as bad as we think that they will. Someone I know, our host, Sheila, said recently, and she often refers to these special moments that you spend with your children. And special moments are these times when something nice is happening or something good's happening in your life, and it's about really going, this is nice, I'm appreciating this moment right now. And for me, it's when I spend time with my son, who's now 3. I remember when I travelled around Australia in 2004, and I don't think I've ever been happier than that month when I was travelling around, going up and down the Barrier Reef, checking out the Milky Way. And if you ever get a chance to go to the Southern Hemisphere, to a place free of light pollution, because we were in the outback for a bit, the Milky Way, to see that, just absolutely spectacular. And those moments of beauty and appreciation of beauty that you sometimes get when you listen to a beautiful piece of music or you see something beautiful, they're really important gateways to present moment awareness and true gratitude of the situation that we're in. So embrace them. I was doing the crossword the other week with my dad, and just spending time together, just like going through the crossword, doing a few clues together. That can be quite sacred as well, because we're not always going to be here, are we, experiencing these times. And I remember watching Quantum Leap, where I think the character Sam goes back and meets his family again, as he's a time traveller, and he's very grateful for being with them. And they're looking at him thinking, why is he so grateful? And it's because he's gone back in time, and now they've gone in the future, and he's appreciating that quality time. And we shouldn't take things for granted. So look for those lovely moments through the day. Don't wish your life away. It is important to look forward to things. Psychologists say it's important to look forward to things like the weekend, or, you know, a holiday or something that you're looking forward to, no matter what it is. And try to have something really nice that you do every day. So I know Monday night I like watching University Challenge and Go Connect, which is the show on before on BBC Two. This is in England, UK. And they're both quiz shows, and I really enjoy watching them with my dad again. There's a little bit of competition between me and him, and I just really enjoy doing those kind of things. So try to plan for those kind of things and build them into your day. And that's how I get through Mondays, looking forward to that when I'm having a bit of a grumpy day. I've mentioned before about mindfulness and looking around you and noting 5 breaths and using your 5 senses. What can you see, hear, etc.? I've mentioned that before on other podcasts, but that's a great way of just immediately accessing the present. 5 breaths, focus on them. What can you experience with your 5 senses? Just to enter that present moment, and then try and stay there as much as you can. So try to live in the here and now, because at the end of the day, this is it. We often think about, oh, in the future I'll retire, or in the future I'll do this, or in the future I'll do that, and oh, it'll be good when this happens and that happens. And that's not life. Life is now. Life is every day and how you approach it. And it's about grasping opportunities, and it's about living the good life, as Aristotle wrote about whatever the good life is. Don't wish your life away looking for things in the future. Invest in the now, because that's where we live, folks, and it's a tragedy. The great tragedy of human existence is our failure to truly grasp the power of the present moment with our loved ones, with our friends, families, all the connections that matter to us. So be vigilant. Watch your mind. How do you talk to yourself? Often we talk to ourselves very negatively in the present. Don't let that negative voice dominate. Try and watch your mind for a week. How do you talk to yourself? Is that taking you away from the present, the appreciation of the present? Be grateful for that voice, but don't let it dominate. Put it in its place. At the end of the day, all you need is love and listening to amazing music, experiencing people that matter to you, that are close to you. That is true happiness. And the more time we spend here, might be with pets as well, the better. Okay, so go here into the present moment regularly, and if necessary, just take a step back now and again and just go, wow, I'm just here. Look around, see what's going on. What's your ego doing, your mind? Is it helping you or hindering you? Just take a step back and notice what the mind's saying. That's called meta-thinking, when we think about how we're thinking. Is that helping us? Is that assisting us? Or is it getting in the way? Yes, we need to plan for the future, but sometimes we need to ignore that little voice inside. And one strategy I use is I have a to-do list. So if something is on my mind, I'll go, right, I'll write that down, come back to it later. I'm not going to let it dominate me in the here and now. So mindfulness techniques are good. Meditation, I'm going to do a podcast on meditation soon, because I want to fully explain how that's changed my life and how it can change your life as well, and how you can use what you learn in meditation in your everyday life, the moment to moment kind of experiences that you are in. And there are two apps I use, Calm and Waking Up, which are not just good for learning how to meditate, but in terms of just little snippets here and there of little talks. So Waking Up is an app that has lectures with people about mindfulness, and Calm has a number of different things like mindful music and things like that. It also helps me to sleep when I wake up a bit anxious. I put Calm on and there's calmer music and a calming meditation to help me to get back asleep. So I really would recommend that as well. Each day is a gift, and sometimes I hear the birds sing and I think, wow, I didn't notice that because my mind's so occupied on something else or preoccupied. I haven't noticed the beauty of the birds singing. So try and be mindful of what is around you, the beauty in nature. We know nature cheers us up. We know that new experiences cheer us up. And we know that spending time with friends and family and investing in relationship with friends and family pay dividends in terms of our well-being. This is where we find true meaning and true beauty and true experience. So connection is important. And I said before about, like, at Christmas when you're playing board games, that sense of connection. Sitting down watching a film together on Christmas Day. We should do that more. And the Scandinavians have a word for it. I think it's pronounced hygge, which is the idea of sitting round or watching a film together or having cake and a nice cup of coffee, that kind of feeling. That's a good state to be in as much as possible. Just in relation to that Twain quote I said earlier, like, some of the worst things in my life never happened. Imagine you wrote down all your worries and all the things that you've worried about through life, and then afterwards assessed whether they came true or not, and worked out whether those things were worth worrying in such a deep way as to unsettle us. And again, that's where true wisdom comes from, being mindful of that and applying that to future and present situations based on our experiences of the past. And I've spoken before about journaling. I do a gratitude journal. What went well? What could have been better? What things am I grateful for? And then I try to include a bit of, like, literature in there, like nice writing about my life that day and little things about what happened. I also had quite a difficult couple of days, Thursday, Friday. Something happened and I wrote about it to help me to process it rather than let it just spin round in my mind. And I feel, like, better equipped now to move on and to deal with that. And again, that's where wisdom plays its part. When you experience anxiety as well, and I'm not going to talk about anxiety, depression, mental health issues in this podcast, but appreciating anxiety for sending you a message but not letting it dominate, that is where mindfulness and meditation can help you to just be happy with yourself, to be able to sit in a room by yourself and not feel alienated from yourself. I forget which philosopher said that one of the problems with humanity is people can't just sit in a room by themselves for a few minutes because the mind starts talking. And to be able to just be happy in yourself just for a few moments and not let things overawe you, I think that's a beautiful gift that we should access as much as possible. I always think about my nan And my nan was quite a stoic person at times, and she didn't give much away. But I always remember my nan, who died in 2016. She was very easy to get on with, and she was just very calm and measured. I never saw her get angry until she was very old. Maybe she was a little bit demented, but she just stayed in control. Even if it was just an illusion, she just always appeared in control of things, and that nothing would upset her or bother her. And that's a great asset, to just ride the waves and not let it unbalance you too much, to show that equanimity, particularly when others are not at their best, to just say, right, here I am in this present moment, nice and calm and centered. I'm not going to get carried away with it. Even if you're just quiet for a few moments, even when there's a bit of an issue arising, just kind of take that step back and keep calm before you address the situation. So meditation, I'm going to talk about that more in a future podcast, but that basically means just looking at your thoughts and not reacting to them, and then trying to get into a state where those thoughts aren't coming as regularly. I'll investigate that more in a future podcast. But negative thinking, folks, stop the cycle, live in the present, be mindful of the negative mind, and don't let it take those present moment gifts away from you. So live now, live life, love yourself, love others, go and tell other people that you love them. One of the best ways to access the present moment, and I'm going to finish with this, is sticking on fantastic music that really means a lot to you. Dance around, sing, listen to music. I often see people in cars singing, and then you look at them and they stop. So what? Sing. It's a great way to get happy in the present moment. Right, enjoy the rest of your days and day, and live in the present moment, folks, because today, whenever you're listening to this, today, it's never going to happen again, is it? So seize that day, live in the present, and be kind to yourself. If you want to support me in any way you want to or can, you know the usual drill. You can support me through coffee.com. Notes in the podcast notes, you'll find out how you can do that. Also follow me on Twitter, TikTok. If you want to come on to the show, help out in any way, let me know. Please like, subscribe, share, etc., etc. on Spotify and YouTube. Look after yourselves.